The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
If you're an adult, don't take a baseball glove to the game.
You're
there. End of rant. Give you the truncated version.
Okay, what's our backstory?
We're brothers from New Hampshire. We're venture capitalists.
I'm sick of that. Let's be from Vermont, and let's have an emerging maple syrup conglomerate.
Did that really bother you?
Well, no. If you're an adult, taking a baseball glove to a game, just, you know, you got to reconsider some life choices.
Girl, Peter Pan.
What if you have a kid in tow?
It's stupid. We don't know anything about maple syrup.
I happen to know everything there is to know about maple syrup. I love maple syrup.
If you're driving yourself to the game, can't bring a glove.
Come on. Chase is 15. I think he'd still want to bring a glove.
Yeah.
Again, if you're sitting in prime home run catching spots.
Sure, but I'm just saying, the minute he starts taking himself to games, that's when the line is, that's when you cross the line.
A little bit.
Grow up, Peter Pan. Count Chocula. Look. We've been to a million weddings, and guess what? We've rocked them all.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running.
This is one of those days, Gabe Neitzel, Josh DiMaggio, where I wish Mark Chamora was here.
Okay.
He is the resident doctor, after all.
Mm-hmm.
I feel if I have questions about the body.
Correct.
He is the one that can help us out the most.
He's got all the answers.
The rest of us are just kind of floundering. We're kind of doggy paddling through this pool.
WebMD? Why would I need WebMD when I've got Chewy MD?
WebMC. I don't know if that works. MC,
he took a
Mark
shot.
Chamora. So yesterday, I am out to lunch with my husband and our youngest daughter. We usually pick her up from school 11:30, and the three of us go grab lunch. This is the last year we're going to be able to do that because she's in half day now. Next year, she'll be in school, like full day school. So we're trying to soak up as much of this time with her as possible. So every day we try to go out to lunch, and yesterday we are leaving the lunch spot, and I got a case of the sneezles.
Okay. That's happened before here.
Are you familiar with my sneezles?
I do believe so Dario, your husband, will say, God bless you, two or three times.
After that, I'm on my own.
After that, you're on your own.
Yeah. You assume that the God bless you extends to all of the rest of the sneezes. I think I've gone up to like 26, 27
Dear
in a row.
Lord.
I know. So that's when he's like,
how are you even functioning at 24?
Yeah, or 13.
Yeah,
or,
you mean like, I can't, it's...
Most people sneeze how many times, Joshy, in a row?
It's usually two, isn't it? Two, three?
I think it's two, three.
I mean, I think my personal streak might be four. like, nowhere near the
I'm
ballpark
real
that
about
Jen's
you. Yeah,
operating.
Real nervous about you catching my record. So this is a thing that has happened for me for years. When I start sneezing, I just keep sneezing. And so we're sitting there, and I'm on, I don't even know, yesterday, I didn't get up to 24, but it was like... probably in the 11, 12 range. And Dario looks over at me and says, oh my gosh, like the eureka light bulb, bing. I know why you're sneezing so much.
He's not a doctor like Chewy, so I don't trust him, but continue.
He says, you're sneezing through your mouth. You have to sneeze through your nose. I said, what?
Excuse me?
He said, everybody knows that sneezes are because something is tickling the hairs in your nose. And the only way to stop sneezing is to expel what is in your nose. And the only way to do that is to sneeze through your nose. So I am continuing to sneeze, and mid-sneeze, I'm like, you're insane. Everybody knows you sneeze through your mouth. So now we're back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. He looks it up, has some doctor talking about some stuff about nose expelling and all that. And I was like, yeah, I don't believe you. Because everyone I know sneezes through their mouth. Am I crazy to argue that people don't sneeze through their nose, they sneeze through their mouth?
Where do you think the achoo sound comes from.
Yeah.
Ain't the nose.
What a skill if you can.
I mean, yes.
Achoo through your nostrils.
I would love to see and or hear that if you are somebody who can do that. But no, you sneeze. No parents. Again, I'm not one, but plenty of times as a child, I had my parents tell me to what when I'm sneezing.
Cover your mouth.
Wasn't covering my nose.
I know. Just so you know, I used that exact argument, and he said, no, you're confusing sneezes with coughs. People cover their mouth when they cough.
You use your wing. I mean, and now I know, because again, my...
You use your wing. I love that you just did. He's chicken winging over.
But I mean, my sister, both of my sisters working in like the childcare school like arena, both having children themselves, I've heard them tell their kids when I've been around enough, hey, you got to use your wing. You know, like before, like when I was growing up, covering your mouth with your hand was good enough. Turns out that's disgusting.
Well, because then what are you doing with the hand?
Correct.
You're touching all the things.
Exactly. No. So, you know, they say, you know, use your wing. You know, you're sneezing into your elbow wing there.
Right. So, again, I was defending mouth sneezing because that's what I think most people do.
No. Just call it sneezing. All right. Like, I don't want to, like...
You're saying don't even entertain the idea that it is mouth sneezing versus nose sneezing.
Correct. Sneezing is what you do through your mouth. If you want to sneeze through your nose, go ahead. But
don't bastardize the sneeze.
That's Diet Coke, all right? Like, I am doing regular Coke sneezing and just sneezing through my mouth, right? Like, that's what that is. It's not mouth sneezing. You don't have to call it regular Coca-Cola. No, you just say, hey, I'll have a Coca-Cola.
I have some questions about Dario. What is...
Now, reminder, this is only a two-hour show. Segments are about 12 minutes a pop. I don't know if we're going to have enough time to address them all.
When he sneezes, you've been around him quite a bit, I imagine. Probably quite a few sneezes at
snot that. Rockets is basically what you're getting at, right?
Is he just expelling snot everywhere? But also, like, we understand how the respiratory system works, that the nose and the mouth typically go
connected to
the same place. So, like, yeah. I've had a sneeze and something gross comes out of the nose. You can't really control it. But when you do the achoo, as we talked about, that's always the mouth. And
right.
Like, what is he suggesting that you out to lunch with your wonderful daughter and himself, who I can't say nice things about right now, should just start expelling snot and boogies through your nose?
Wait, so is he just keeping his mouth closed when he has to, like... That can't be good for you. There's a lot of force. Like, famously, you can't sneeze and keep your eyes open. There's a lot of force coming, you know, when you sneeze.
Must be somebody in the ear, mouth, and throat space out there that can help us through this and just give us a definitive response about this. Now, maybe, I'm willing to admit this, there might be a bit of a plus situation going on here. Maybe it's mouth plus nose. But
sure.
I'm willing to bet that the percentage, the breakdown, if you had to cut the pie, slice the pie like we have done here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy many times, I'm guessing you're slicing the pie 70-30?
Oh, yeah.
80-20?
Yeah. As Josh said, every once in a while when I have a sneeze, especially if you're, you know, flu and cold season that we experience here in Wisconsin, if I sneeze, yeah, something comes out of my nose. But that's every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens 100% of the time that I sneeze? There's something coming out of my mouth, which is, again, why you need to cover your mouth when you sneeze.
800-990-3776. My husband and I got into a funny debate yesterday in the car on the way home from lunch as I was going through an episode of The Sneezles, and he said, I know why you're doing it wrong. You're sneezing through your mouth.
You have to
sneeze through your nose.
I love that it was like a eureka. Like,
totally
I solved
was.
It.
He did. That's exactly what it was. Like, Sherlock Holmes over here, you know?
Like he discovered gravity.
Encyclopedia Brown, you know?
I got it.
Wait a second.
This all makes so much... Is he... And I don't know how deep the conversation got, but was he... Because, like, when you sneeze, the feeling is typically in your sinuses, which feels like your nose. So I can understand him being like, that's where it generates from, is your nose. But I've never once been like, oh, I'm sneezing, so I'm shooting out the feeling from my nose. I don't know if that's how that works.
Yeah, whatever the thing is that is tingling or tickling your nose hairs, I've never thought of it actually as like a physical thing.
Because
for me, it's oftentimes sense. Like something is strong and it'll affect my nose. It's not like a cartoon where you inhale a fleck of pepper and all of a sudden you're like, you know, now I'm picturing the cat and its nose is lifting lifting and lifting and then expelling the fleck of pepper. That's not what's happening here. For me, it's usually a smell that has kind of like bothered me and I'm trying to get that scent out of, like you said, the sinuses or whatever the area is back there. 800-990-3776. Looking for a doctor or an ear, nose, and throat specialist this morning. Somebody who can tell us definitively.
Pitching any sort of ENT, please.
Exactly. Is there a doctor in the car who can tell us if a sneeze is from your mouth or from your nose? Because my husband yesterday, and I love him to death for trying to like workshop and solve my sneezing problem, says, I'm sneezing wrong because I'm sneezing through my mouth. I need to sneeze through my nose. That would make it so I'm not sneezing, you know, 24 times in a row. And I just looked at him and was like, what? So I'm just shooting snot rockets now? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, the reason why you're struggling when you're running these long distances now, you're breathing through your nose. You need to do it through your eyelids. Everybody knows this.
800-990-3776. It is possible. The sneeze is one of those things. It is so reactionary. You don't really think about it at all. So then what I found myself doing was thinking about the sneeze as it was happening. Like, where is it originating? Where is it, like, and what is the path that the sneeze is taking? And I gotta tell you guys, they are so violent. I can't imagine sneezing exclusively through my nose. I think I would blow my nose right off. I don't think that, you know what I'm
saying?
That's
what I'm saying.
Like, I think that there's too much pressure, there's too much force that it would, like, rip open my nostrils. I don't know, for lack of a better term. I don't know.
I'm gripped by the idea that you, at this point in your life, had just been sneezing wrong forever. When I sneeze, I'm not necessarily thinking about anything more than cover my mouth. Sometimes if you've got a cold, like Gabe says, you cover the nose too. You're trying to keep it all in there.
But it's like, it's why the wing is very,
it's very much not like a voluntary process. You're kind of just reacting.
Which is why I hate sneezing when I'm driving. I've told you guys one of my biggest fears is you're in the car and your eyes are shut. And then your eyes are shut again.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like that feels like roulette to me.
So let's take this to the next step. Did you guys then have a conversation of how you have to teach your daughter how to sneeze appropriately?
So that's the thing. Do you need to learn how to sneeze? No.
No.
It's one of those things that the body just does.
Correct.
So I think I am right.
You're not wrong. I'll tell you that right now. I feel very strongly about that.
As much as I appreciate my husband trying to doctor me through what he perceives to be a real serious ailment every time I have a case of the sneezles, I don't think it's because I'm not sneezing primarily through my nose. 800-990-3776. Let's go out to Jeff in East Troy. Jeff wants to help us with our little situation this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gang. Hope you guys are having a great morning. I just remember watching shows and horror movies and even cartoons. If someone's about to sneeze and they don't want to, they put their finger underneath their nose and that prevents them from sneezing.
It's a very good point.
But taking it more seriously, I do believe it's a both thing. And when I sneeze and I feel something in my nose, it does come out of my nose. I think Dari is kind of right also, that if you are only coming out of your mouth, you're probably not getting rid of the cause of what's wanting you to sneeze.
But also, I don't think that Jen is just exclusively sneezing out of her mouth. Again, like you said, I think it's a both thing. Yeah. If you're...
Maybe.
I don't think you can turn off the nose portion.
Well, that's the thing. Like, what am I doing?
There's no, let me reach back there.
I'm thinking of like a gas line right now, right? Like, we have a gas line in our house, goes out to the grill, obviously goes to the furnace and whatnot, but it has that little lever on it.
Yeah.
It's if it's up and down or if it's flat. There is no lever. There is no, what do you call those? Valve? Is it a valve?
Yes.
There's no on and out off valve
for
the nose. So I feel like, again, this is just an instinctive behavior, an instinctive reaction. Is it possible I've been sneezing wrong my whole life? I suppose, especially if nobody's ever said anything before.
No, I'm going to say we take that off the table. I don't think you've been sneezing incorrectly. I don't think, again, because I don't think there's an incorrect way to sneeze.
Yeah. Justin weighing in saying, Dario is right. The purpose of the sneeze is to clear your nasal passages. There is so much pressure, you can't expel all the air through your nose. It has to go through your mouth as well.
Augie sounds like Jen was right there.
Augie weighing in saying, with the force of a sneeze, if you strictly sneeze through your nose, it will go to your ears and you could blow your eardrums out. You have to release it through the mouth. So again, we're taking your responses this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 800-990-3776. Is it a mouth? Is it a nose? It sounds like a both.
Yeah,
it sounds
again,
like we've got a both thing happening for a lot of people.
As Josh pointed out, the respiratory system, it's all kind of connected, you know? Much like you can breathe through your nose or breathe through your mouth, it's all connected to the same thing inside your body. So yeah, it's a little bit of a both thing.
I think you think of sneezing
through your mouth.
I also don't think, no matter how hard Jen tried, she could stop the sneeze from coming through her nose. So like, it's going to happen regardless. I understand, like, people are saying, yes, it's something in your sinuses, it needs to be expelled. Like, there's an evolutionary process for that. But short of plugging your nose, I don't think you could stop it.
Seems like a dangerous thing, yes. Based on the one texture.
Yeah. So short of, like, going through special methods to stop it going through your nose, that's just going to happen.
Rob weighing in on our YouTube page. Remember, you can always stream the show on our YouTube page on ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube page. He says, most time before a sneeze, if you cover your nose, it will go away. Is that true?
I'd say,
yes.
I don't.
That's the finger? It's basically you're tricking your mind. It's the gate theory is what it's called. I'm looking it up here where it's the gate control theory of pain. Nerves communicate with each other via interneurons before sending their message to the brain. The interneurons are the gate. So basically, you're just tricking yourself. The sneeze doesn't go away. You've just fooled your brain.
See, I feel like as a kid, because in every, like, you know, like the caller had said, like every cartoon you've ever seen and, you know, hijinks are happening as they're trying to like sneak up on something. Of course, somebody's going to sneeze. It's going to be so loud and they do the finger thing. I feel like I tried doing that as a kid with 0% success. I can't imagine that's an actual
real
thing.
There's a joke in there about Gabe doing the finger thing as a kid. But it's 716, so we'll move on.
Having zero success.
Your reaction. Here's what we're going to put on the poll. Is a sneeze mostly through the mouth or through the nose? We're not even going to give you the both option. I want to know if it's mostly through the mouth or through the nose. Because my husband told me yesterday the reason I am sneezing so many times in a row is because essentially I am doing it wrong. I am sneezing through the mouth instead of the nose. If I sneeze through the nose, I wouldn't have the issues that I have, which is sneezing, you know, dozens of times in a row. A lot of stuff to get to this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Did you see the Brewers win last night? Willy Adames calling his shot. Love that. We also have some bets for you in the Packers land. Which of these bets we're going to present to you would you be most willing to put $10 on? We'll get into that. Plus Sophia Minert and Adam Schefter this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen, has college football gotten a little sleazy where you can recruit a little? No, I'm saying from the standpoint, it used to be.
That was good.
On 94.5 ESPN.
But that don't change the show. Dario has a lot of support here on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, saying that I am, in fact, sneezing wrong. I didn't think that you could sneeze wrong. I thought it was like just an involuntary thing that your body does. Like, I don't control it at all. Semi-autonomous convulsive expulsion of air from the lungs through the nose and mouth, usually caused by foreign particles irritating the nasal mucus. A sneeze expels air forcibly from the mouth and nose in an explosive spasmodic. I didn't even know spasmodic was a word.
Spasmodic.
See? Told ya.
Why you didn't know what it was a word?
Involuntary action. That from Chef Ed giving us the Wikipedia definition of sneeze. Kevin weighing in saying, my sneezes can be very violent. Like Jen, it is usually triggered by a smell. Sometimes I get the trifecta, nose, mouth, and I pass gas. Thanks, Kevin.
It happens sometimes.
I mean,
we said
you're
it was
losing all, you know, control.
Spasmodic, right?
Spasmatic.
It's like a toy.
Is that something different?
It was like a toy you bought in the 70s. Keep letting us know. We put it on the poll. Our sneezes mostly mouth or mostly nose. Let's get to some Packers action. So there was a great article in Forbes by Rob Reichel, who's been covering the Packers for a very long time, talking about some of the bets that you can make on the Green Bay Packers. So we went to our friends over at Pottawatomie Sportsbook to see what the odds are on these things. And it does feel like Packers are a big favorite, right? Whether you believe Devontae Adams, who has talked about watching Jordan Love and thinks he's one of the best in the league, or you keep seeing some of the experts around the country talk about how the Packers, they expect to be one of the best teams in the NFC. There's a lot of love around Jordan Love's team. So, Gabe, I got three bets here for you.
Okay.
Let's use the mostly universally palatable amount of $10. Okay?
Okay.
Most people can find 10 bucks. Maybe you skip your venti coffee from Starbucks or something like that. You got 10 bucks that you could put on one of these things. Here they are. Jordan Love plus 1400 for MVP. Packers plus 210 to win the NFC North. I'm assuming the Lions are the favorite there.
Correct.
Okay. Packers over 9.5 wins minus 134. Now, I think when I looked at the Packers' schedule, now the schedule is not officially out, but we know who they'll be playing this year.
Yes.
They got quite a few playoff teams, teams that were in the playoffs last year that they will be facing this year. That's why that one has the minus 134 odds. Is there one of those three that jumps out to you right away that you'd be like, I could be convinced to put $10 on that bet today?
Yeah, so when I look at these, obviously, based on the odds, the one most likely to happen is over 9.5 wins. But when we're talking about the world of gambling, the value's not there. Like, I'm not getting, if I put down the $10, I'm not getting my 10 bucks.
I think you're getting like $7.50.
Yeah, it's not great. It's fine. But like, if I'm looking to make the splash, like you typically do, because you like chasing those long shots.
That's why I went to you. I figured it was very obvious which one of these I was going to do.
I think in terms of the best bang for your buck, I think the Packers winning the NFC North at plus 210 is the one that makes the most sense to me. I think they're winning over 10 games. Or I think they're going to be over 9.5. I think they're winning double-digit games. But again, the value's just not there. Jordan Love, as much as I love him, I think he's probably still a year away from truly being in that MVP conversation. So the one that makes the most sense to me in terms of making the best money on return is the NFC North. Because if the Packers win 10 games, like I think, that's going to be a tight race with the Lions. And, you know, maybe the Lions have an injury, or the Packers are able to meet up with them later in the season, and the NFL decides next week when they release the schedule, hey, Packers-Lions, that could be an NFC North championship game. Let's go ahead and put it in week 18. So I think that one's probably the best bang for your buck.
For what it's worth, Patrick Mahomes begins the year as the favorite in the MVP odds. No big surprise there, as he has now won two straight Super Bowls. C.J. Stroud is second.
Yeah, he had a really good year last
year. Which is crazy because, again, he was not the one that many people thought was, you know, obviously Bryce Young was the one that everybody thought was going to have the most success. And the Texans were a dumpster fire for so long.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people who were shocked at how quickly they were able to turn it around just by getting the quarterback position right. And again, it goes to that theory of that's why it's the most important position in the sport, because if you get the guy right, everything else kind of sort of just falls into place.
I mean, they had receiver. I mean, we don't need to break down the Texans, but yes, that was huge for them.
And then would it surprise you to know that Joe Burrow has the same odds to be the MVP as Jordan Love?
No, that doesn't surprise me. He's been in the league for a long time. He's coming back from an injury, and provided he stays healthy, like the only reason he's in Jordan Love's category to me is the injury questions. Otherwise, he would be ahead of Jordan Love. So there's potentially value there.
And then, of course, for people who are curious where Aaron Rodgers is, who's obviously coming off of that Achilles injury, but will be quarterbacking for the Jets, he is 10th in these odds at plus 2,000.
Can't help himself back there.
Ron and the Key weighing in saying the minus odds doesn't mean it's unlikely. It means it is likely. Yes, we know that, Ron. Did we say that we thought it was unlikely?
I said it was the most likely.
Yeah, the Packers would win over 9.5 games? No, we're saying we think that's going to happen. We understand how the odds work. He just wrote, I think I understand why you're losing money, Jed.
Well, yeah, but we're looking for value, Ron. Well, yeah, you just...
Yeah, I just want to be clear that we understand that the minus 134 means they think that that is more likely to happen than them going under 9.5 wins.
Correct.
Great. Glad we're all on the same page. So those are your three options this morning, ladies and gentlemen. We'll put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. I, of course, like the long shot odds. I like big numbers. I like if I'm going to put down $10 to just see what happens, right? I can justify losing the 10, but maybe there's a chance that Jordan Love does. What would Jordan Love have to do? Because he had a great second half of the season. There are people who argue he had the best 8-game stretch of anyone else in the league to wrap up the season. What else would he have to do to be a more legitimate contender for MVP in the league?
They got to win the North, and I mean, all the other things would have to happen below it in terms of the Packers winning the North, winning over 9.5 games. For him to do that, they'd have to be a top 2 seed in the NFC.
Feels like a nice little parlay, actually. I better call Ron and make sure I understand a parlay before I go ahead and work one of those up. I like plus 1,400. For Jordan Love MVP odds, but it does feel like there are other guys out there who are going to have an easier time. You're right. They'd have to win the division. Can he duplicate the success he had in the second half of the season for an entire season?
I don't think he can just take that and double it. No. I mean, that it was incredible what he did over the last 8 or 9 games. If he can replicate the numbers he had a year ago, but be more consistent over the 17 games, that's going to be more impressive to me because you have to have that consistency. You have to get rid of the clunkers. You got to get rid of, and one or two is going to happen throughout the course of the season. Happens for everybody. But you have to have that more consistent of, and that's why people are looking at him versus CJ Stroud as, well, okay, do we really know how good Jordan is? Whereas CJ was pretty consistent from day one. Like the Texans were pretty consistent right away all throughout the course of the season, whereas the Packers and Jordan Love got hot at the end. And while that certainly everybody's attention, you're going, okay, are they actually this good or is it just a hot streak over 2 months?
I saw yesterday that our friends in the afternoon, Kyle Brust and Nortman, you can listen to them right here on 94.5 ESPN, put a poll up saying, as a Packers fan, if you could be guaranteed a sweep of one divisional opponent this year, which team would it be? I got to think that the Lions would be the pick by most people because they feel like the toughest competition in the division, and beating them twice would certainly put the Packers in the catbird seat to win the division. But no, results did not indicate
still
that.
Still Bears.
It's still the Bears. 51% of people would like,
close.
Not even close.
Not even close.
31% of people voting on that poll said they would prefer the, 31% said the Lions, 51% had the Bears, and only 18% had the Minnesota Vikings, maybe because they feel like the Packers can beat the Vikings twice on their own. They don't need
any. If you're beating the other two twice anyway, you're sweeping through that.
That is a little surprising to me, as I do think that the Lions will be the toughest competition in the division just based on what they have done and how I think their trajectory is still on the up and up. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We will put that on the poll for you to vote on. 3 bets here. We're presenting them to you. Which one would you be most likely to spend $10 on? We've got Adam Schefter coming up next. Stick around on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It doesn't matter what age you are, Lotus. Testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping you feel and perform at your very best. They've certainly helped me. If you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, you might be thinking, okay, I'm getting older. That's just the way it is. It doesn't have to be, because that could just be signs of low testosterone. That's what it was for me. I went in, got the went through the process with Mentality, had a blood panel done at the end. Within a week, my results were back to me, found out my testosterone levels were low. So I now work with Mentality. They have a customized testosterone treatment plan just for me. And they can do the same for you. It's not one size fits all. They want to make sure that your testosterone levels are exactly where they need to be for you. So go to their website, lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments. lowtusa.com.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone.
Adam, yeah, some more
Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And he was the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
The Bears look dead. The Vikings look dead. And so the division comes down to Detroit and Green Bay.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Also sponsored by Island Resort and Casino.
Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin's ASAP Clinic brings us Adam Schefter each and every week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. You've probably seen their locations in Brookfield, Maguanago, and Pewaukee. What are you waiting for? If you have a strain, a sprain, a fracture, a laceration, a dislocation, or something like that, do not go to the ER. Do not go to urgent care. Check out the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin's ASAP Clinic. Why? Because all physicians are fellowship trained in specialty orthopedics. They are board certified. They are board eligible. They have advanced training in their respective fields. And by the way, the spine center that they have there, it also provides the highest level of spine care from a team of board certified physicians, fellowship trained surgeons, and non-surgical specialists. They offer on-site physical therapy, MRI, and outpatient surgical procedures. So if you find yourself in that situation, please check out our friends at Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin's ASAP Clinic. There is a difference. Always great to have Adam Schefter on the show with us. Adam, I saw on your Twitter account yesterday that the NFL schedule is not being released until next week. That will be very disappointing to the Packers fans out there who are waiting with bated breath to see the order of the games for their beloved green and gold. Why next week? What's that about?
Well, listen, it's not an automatic that it gets released the second Thursday after the draft, which is what they've done in recent years. I texted somebody in the league office on Monday. I'm like, are we getting this? We're like, we're waiting for Roger to sign off on this. Now, again, for whatever reason, they must have felt like there were some issues that they still were working through. It's complex to make all the networks happy. Everybody's got requests for games. It's an important decision to make for all these games. And so obviously they just were not ready to do it this week and wanted to work into next week. And the truth of the matter is, look, it's really, there's not a lot of news value in the schedule, but everybody waits to plan their schedules around the actual schedule. And basically you're planning trips, you know, you're waiting to see where you're going to go, you're waiting to see when your team has a bye, who it opens up with, although the Packers already know they're going to Brazil. They're opening in Brazil against the Eagles. So there's a lot of things like that, but there's no date that the league is locked into that it has to be then, and the league wants to make sure it gets it right with its network partners, and the league didn't feel like it was ready to do it just yet, so it's taking until next Wednesday, 1 week from today, to release its schedule.
Yeah, that's just smart. With all the money that the networks pay and the NFL makes off of those network contracts, that just makes sense. Adam, you always like to say the NFL gets what the NFL wants. And is the biggest example of that the schedule release? Because the NFL has made this, as we've discussed, into a year-round thing. And to me, and look, I'm just as guilty as the next person in terms of being excited about what the Packers' schedule is going to be and when that gets released next week. But I already know the games. I know where the games are going to be played. This is literally just the order in which they are going to be played. And yet the NFL has all of us waiting and being excited over the release of something that we already kind of know.
Well, you know what? I'll go back to when I was first covering the National Football League in 1990 out in Denver. And I always felt that the release of the schedule, you know, on this particular date was a big deal. And I always like looked forward to it. Like, when is Denver playing? Who do the Broncos open with? When's their bye? When do I get to take off? Are they on Monday nights? All those things, all the questions that we all have. Like, my point to you is that in the 90s, in the early 90s, I always felt like, even though to your point, it was not, again, new, it always felt like a big deal, right? It always felt like a big deal. And this is an example of that being a big deal. It just plays out how it does, and you get to see how it spells out. You know, the truth of the matter is, it's really now the digital Super Bowl. It's a Super Bowl for these social media teams to put together a release video that accompanies the schedule. And each social media team tries to outdo the next one. This is the Super Bowl for each super social media team across the league.
Adam Schefter hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. One of the big conversations on social media yesterday was reaction to Austin Rivers' comment that there could not be crossover between the NFL and the NBA. Did you see those, Adam?
I heard a little bit about it. I didn't hear his direct comments, but what's the gist of it? That certain players couldn't do certain things or whatnot?
That NFL players could never hang in the NBA. Basically, and my interpretation of it was Austin Rivers thinks that the NFL is just a bunch of offensive linemen and quarterbacks. And, you know, like, I think you forgot all about the skill position players, that many of them have had success, obviously, at lower levels. But, you know, Julius Peppers comes to mind very quickly as the one guy who probably could have had a career in the NBA after playing basketball at North Carolina and also football. He obviously chose to extend his career on the gridiron. Do you think there could be crossover? Are there players in the NFL that you think would have successful NBA careers?
Oh, I would feel certain about that. I don't know exactly who. I'd have to sit down and think about it. But there are some great basketball players who are football players. Great, and these guys love it. So to me, I don't know how successful they would be, but I'll bet there are definitely some NFL guys that could make it in the NBA.
The position of tight end always seems to be one for me. I mean, Tony Gonzalez, right? Am I remembering that
Antonio
correctly?
Antonio Gates.
These are guys who played basketball, and famously, it was part of the reason why they were so good at 50-50 balls, at jump balls, and you know what I mean? Like, we always talked about in the broadcast, part of the reason why these guys were so good, their athleticism, you know, crossed over to the basketball court as well.
Oh, Antonio Gates. And I guess I'd like to get away from tight ends because I guarantee there are some safeties, some running backs. There are probably some offensive linemen that could do it. Like, there are guys that could play in the NBA. Probably not a lot, but I'm just telling you, there are some football players who are really, really good at basketball. Really good.
Adam, what do you think is most likely to happen for the Green Bay Packers? Because we were just discussing some bets. I'm not saying you have to bet on any of these, but what just do you think is the most likely to happen? The Packers are over 9.5 wins. The Packers win the NFC North, or Jordan Love wins the MVP.
Well, Jordan Love MVP, 9.5 wins, win the North, right?
Those are the three options. Yep.
I would say the most likely of those three would be over 9.5 wins.
Yeah.
You agree or not?
Yeah, I agree. The odds agree. That makes the most sense to me. I guess if I'm looking for value, if I am betting, I said I would take Packers winning the NFC North just because there's some good odds there. But I think they're maybe a little bit closer to the Lions. I still think the Lions are the favorite. The Lions probably win. But I think they're going to be nipping at the heels of the Lions.
It's, yeah. And by the way, like, I think Detroit's a great team.
Yeah.
But again, this is like mutual funds. You know, past performance does not guarantee future success. And just because the Lions played great last year and it was the year of the Lions and everybody rallied around them, just because that was the case, doesn't mean they're going to have that year again. It just, it doesn't work like that. The Lions had a great year, but also had a lot of breaks and they made things count and it was just their year. Is it going to be their year again? Very possibly. Wouldn't surprise anybody. They're good enough to have it be their year. But, again, there are no guarantees in this league. And it changes up. For all we know, Caleb Williams is going to come on and take the league by storm, and the Bears are going to win the division. Or Jordan Love continues his ascension, rises up, and they dethrone the Lions. I mean, these things, they're possible. You don't see it now, but they definitely could be the case before the end of the year.
Adam, who should we be keeping an eye on as far as getting a big contract, the next big contract in the league? Obviously, here in Wisconsin, everyone is waiting for the shoe to drop with the Jordan Love contract. Is there somebody else in the league that you think will get done before his gets done?
Well, I'm sure there will be. Like, the Lions have been talking to Jared Goff. The Niners have been talking to Brandon Ayuk, if we're going to talk to other positions as well. The Cowboys know it's out there with C.D. Lamb. I don't know which one's going to get done first. It's never exactly easy to tell. Sometimes these things come together very quickly. Other times they're longer and it's a more drawn-out process. But, you know, I think by the time the regular season begins, I would think that we'll have contract extensions for Trevor Lawrence, for Jared Goff, for Jordan Love, for CeeDee Lamb, for Justin Jefferson, for Brandon Ayuk. Like, there's a lot of deals that are going to get done this summer. Which one's first? Couldn't tell you. Don't know that right now. But there's a lot of deals that get done, and there are little, you know, inflection points right before training camp, right at the start of training camp, right before the start of the regular season, where these deals sometimes tend to get done.
Adam, Packers president Mark Murphy does a little column over at Packers.com every month. Takes five fan questions, yep, answers them, calls it Murphy Takes Five. And this month, he shared a wild story of when he was coming into the league. Washington had reached out to him, said that they were interested in drafting him. So they brought him and a bunch of other prospects to town, and he didn't get drafted on day one. Then day two, they basically take him and like four other dudes, throw them in a van, show them a tour of the city, all while the draft is going on. They don't have, obviously, access to cell phones or anything like that. Nobody gets drafted, or he doesn't get drafted. And at the end, this was all a ploy for them to kind of be like, oh, hey, we really like you, and now we want to sign you to a free agent contract. Have you heard of any other wild stories around the draft? Because we couldn't get over the fact that the Washington squad just decided, hey, we kind of like you. Yeah, we don't necessarily want to draft you, but we're just going to stash you away so we can sign you to a free agent contract and put the pressure on when it comes to signing.
It was
deal.
Essentially kidnapping, is I think what we're trying to get at, Adam Schefter. Like, they kidnapped Mark Murphy and a bunch of other players and kept them from being able to be drafted by other teams. Like, it's wild.
Nobody could get a hold of them.
Well, there are all sorts of hijinks that go on. Some hijinks and some not. Like, the Broncos were calling the Jets. Was it the Jets during this draft or the team behind them? I forget. They were trying to distract them so they could just get Bo Nix without any issues. You know, again, there's a story that I told on my podcast this morning, and it's not hijinks, but the ramifications and significance of it, to me, are unbelievable when I thought about it. But I had Elliot Wolf, who is the Patriots' de facto general manager, the son of the Packers' legendary general manager, Ron Wolf, on my podcast this week, and was asking him about being in the Packers' war room back in the day. And he told me the story back in the 1996 draft when he was in the room. And the week before the draft, the Packers sent down their head of scouting, John Dorsey, to go work out and meet with Ray Lewis, time him in the 40, came back, raved about him. Well, they had Ray Lewis on the phone, called him to let him know that with the 27th overall pick in the 1996 draft, the Green Bay Packers were taking Ray Lewis. And while they were on the phone with Ray Lewis, it flashed on the screen that at number 26, one pick before Green Bay, the Baltimore Ravens selected Ray Lewis. Now, for a moment, just think about what it would have been like.
No, I prefer not to. I don't want to think about it as a Packers fan.
What would it have been like if the Packers had gotten the guy that they intended to get, the guy they had on the phone, the guy they wanted to get, and they didn't get him, and instead they took John Michaels, the offensive tackle from USC. But let's envision for a moment.
Do I have to?
Ray Lewis with Reggie White.
Adam, you're killing me.
Favre. Oh, my God.
Leroy Butler. Leroy Butler. Yeah, I get it. I get it, Adam. That team would have been really good and probably wins the Super Bowl in back-to-back years. Yes, I understand. Thank you for making it, Gabe.
Look at it. Hey, Adam, speaking of Elliot Wolf, can I just ask you one question about that? Because there's been some rumblings, and these are real rumblings, not like Chewy rumblings where somebody is implicitly saying it, but that he is the guy who's going to get the job, but because the team has not been able to fulfill the Rooney Rule, outside candidates are like, we know it's Elliot Wolf's job. Why in the world would we interview for that position when it's just basically to fulfill the Rooney Rule? Is this going to be a tough situation? Are they going to be able to get out of this?
No, it's not an issue. Again, I expect that Elliot Wolf will be the full-time general manager there. And they have two people in today that they're interviewing this morning, Brandon Hunt, the Eagles director of scouting, and Samir Suleiman, the Pack, the Panthers' former vice president. And the reason that people go and do it when they know that the odds are stacked against them is, number one, it's good experience. Number two, it's good exposure. Number three, they get to go through the process. Number four, you never know what's going to happen. It's like, why would the American hockey team play the Russian team? Well, you know what? Sometimes the underdog comes through. And maybe, for all we know, Elliot Wolf gets the job, which is the expectation, the general manager. And after a year, it doesn't work out, but Brandon Hunt or Samir Suleiman made such an impression on the Kraft family that they have him top of mind, and they bring him back. Like, you don't know. You're not turning down something when you have aspirations of rising up in the business. You're not going into that interview thinking that you're going to get the job. We understand that. But you are going in knowing that, hey, today on this show, we mentioned Brandon Hunt and Samir Suleiman. Their names are on social media today. They are being discussed. Their names come up. They'll have the experience of meeting the Patriots people. They'll now know the Kraft family. They'll now know Gerard Mayo. They'll now build other connections. They'll have the experience for doing it themselves. There's a lot of reasons to go through it, even though we all don't believe that they're going to wind up as the general manager of the Patriots, if that makes sense.
Adam, last thing we have for you. My husband and I got into a heated debate yesterday. He told me I was sneezing wrong, that I have been sneezing through my mouth and not my nose. And if I were sneezing through my nose, I wouldn't be sneezing as frequently as I am. So a very simple question for you this morning, Adam Schefter. Do you sneeze through your mouth or do you sneeze through your nose?
I believe I sneeze through your nose. I don't know whether that's going to make me more or less attracted to your husband, Jen.
Put Adam Schefter down as a nose sneezer, not a mouth sneezer. I know Gabe said earlier he doesn't want to be distinguishing between mouth sneezing and nose sneezing.
Because mouth sneezing is just sneezing.
And nose sneezing is
no
a problem.
Sneezing. Yeah. It's an issue. Get that looked at, Adam.
And so the two things that you can remember all day today, Gabe, will be, you know, how you sneeze and what would have happened if the Green Bay Packers had, in fact, drafted Ray Lewis.
Nope, he has already Men in Blacked that from his brain. Adam Schefter, remember those devices they used on Men in Black to erase people's memories so they wouldn't know that they had met an alien?
It's like the biggest what if in Packers history.
It is, yeah.
Like Ray Lewis and Reggie White on the same defense? That's not fair.
It is quite a what if.
All right, Adam, we appreciate you hanging out with us, extending your stay here with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. I promise next time the big guy will be back. He obviously makes things a lot more fun around here.
It's all good. I'm happy to be with you guys. We still had a good time. We'll have a good time with Adam every time. But, yes, it's nice when Chewy's here.
All right, Adam, have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Adam Schefter brought to you right here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy by our friends at the Island Resort and Casino. Your total experience at the Island Resort and Casino includes two championship golf courses. Both are fantastic. So much fun to play. I love going up there and doing that. I already have my date booked up there to play, but stay and play packages are now available. So book right now to guarantee those choice dates. For complete information, visit islandresortgolf.com today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much will Angie let you grow a beard?
I would say for 3 months I have to keep a beard if I lose.
Okay, and Angie would allow you to have a beard for 3 months.
She doesn't run my life. Drop that.
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Tune in to Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks dives deep into Bucks and Six, a culture unknowingly created by former Bucks star Brandon Jennings. Take a look inside the Brandon Jennings story, the origin of Bucks and Six, and how it has become the rallying cry, and what it truly means to Jennings and Bucks fans alike. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher.
Big thanks to Adam Schefter, who joined us for an extended appearance this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, answering all the questions. If you missed it, you can find it on Wisconsin On Demand, wherever you get your podcasts. We were talking about which of those bets that we mentioned earlier in the show you would take with Adam Schefter. He likes the Packers for over 9.5 wins, which, of course, the odds do as well. I got some information here that might make you even more excited about what the Green Bay Packers. I know. He really messed you up with
as
that
long as
Ray
we're not
Lewis
talking
story.
About Adam. Oh, no, me and Adam are fighting for the rest of the week.
Because of the Ray Lewis story.
Yeah.
Reminding
he
you.
He kept like bringing it up.
That Ray Lewis.
I asked him kindly not to.
Could have been a Packer.
Yeah. Why are you doing it?
Almost was a Packer.
I don't understand.
Only two of the top 10 defenders ever.
Yeah, they would have had two of the top 10 defenders ever on the same defense.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I got some information that'll make you even more optimistic about the Packers' success in 2024 after this.